Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on 90.5 FM WUOL. Broadcasting live from WUOL's performance studio on 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Alan Brandt.
Thank you. We're live in the performance studio here at Classical 90.5, and we're very proud to be able to host our two artists today. They're in town as part of the Gene's Great Expectations Concert Series, a program that the Kentucky Center has in partnership with the Fund for the Arts to bring outstanding international young artists into the Louisville area to perform with the youth of our area and make some sweet sounds. They're going to make some sweet sounds in the next hour here. I'll tell you more about them later in the program after we hear their first selection. May I introduce 17-year-old Julian Bliss and pianist Julian Quentin.
Thank you.
We are live in the studios here at Classical 90.5 WOL, Louisville's Fine Arts Station, and in the performance studio today for Lunchtime Classics as we hear clarinetist Julian Bliss and pianist Julian Quinton, who are here in town in Louisville as part of the Gaines Great Expectations series that brings young artists into our area and share their talents with us in the Louisville community. We just heard them perform The Five Bagatelles by Gerald Finzi, and yet to come, Witold Lutosławski and Karl Maria von Weber, and before that, Albin Berg. And we will be talking to the artists in a few minutes, too, after we hear the next few pieces. Julian Bliss, a clarinetist, is 17 years old and has already made quite a name for himself. He is contracted to EMI Recordings solely on their main label, and he has a CD out already. I'm still working on mine. So that's quite a... He's been performing with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. He's been on tour with the BBC Philharmonic, the Budapest Symphony, Gulbenkian Orchestra, Zurich Chamber Orchestra, Ulster Orchestra. Really too many to name. They're all amazing. He has performed in front of royalty. He is taking lessons from Sabine Meyer, and who's a wonderful clarinetist there. I think it was originally discovered by Herbert von Karajan. So quite a lineage there. Pianist Julian Quinton is from France, Julien Quintin, but he doesn't mind being called Julian, and he has established himself as a versatile and sensitive musician and accompanist, which is one of the most difficult jobs in the music world. It's one of those jobs where you're kind of in the background and you have to do everything, but you don't get the credit a lot of times, but is doing a magnificent job. Mr. Quinton had successful recital debuts in Paris at the Geneva Conservatoire Hall and in New York. He has performed with Julian Bliss, of course, Corey Sorovsek, who will be in town with the Louisville Orchestra soon, and many others. Born in 1974, so amazing young talents here with us at Classical 90.5. So as we continue our live performance here at Lunchtime Classics, they will be performing as their next set, Four Pieces, Opus 5 by Albin Berg. Once again, clarinetist Julian Bliss and pianist Julian Quinton. Here on Classical 90.5 and Lunchtime Classics, clarinetist Julian Bliss and Julian Quentin, pianist, performing the four pieces Opus 5 by Alban Berg. I mentioned the EMI compact disc that is out now, and they are both featured on that. We'll talk about their collaborations after we hear our next selection. And later in the program, we'll also talk about the Gene's Great Expectations series and what it means for us here in Louisville and the surrounding areas for not only the youth of Louisville, but for Classical 90.5 listeners and everyone else. Once again, let's hear our artist today on this live performance at the Classical 90.5 Performance Studio. A set of dance preludes, of which there are five, yes? Yes, by Witold Ludoslawski. Again, clarinetist Julian Bliss and pianist Julian Quinton. Thank you. Julian Bliss, clarinetist, and Julian Quentin, piano, here at Classical 90.5 on Lunchtime Classics, performing the Dance Preludes by Witold Lutosławski. I'm going to take just a short break to introduce ourselves and introduce the artists to the Louisville area in general. Use that microphone, please. Julian and Julian, welcome.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Now, gosh, many questions. First, Julian Bliss,
yes.
Mr. Bliss, as a 17-year-old, you're already world-renowned. How does one get so well-known so quickly?
I never really thought about it, and I don't really. I've always thought it's just something that I want to do, and I always have wanted to do it, and I just enjoy what I do. So I find it very, very honored that I can travel around the world and play for lots of people and show them that I enjoy what I do.
Mm-hmm. Where did you grow up? In one specific area? Or?
Yes, just about an hour drive north of London, mm-hmm. in England.
So I assume you had a teacher early in life, and the teacher probably helped you make some connections. But eventually going from your local teacher to Sabine Meyer, can you explore that route for us? How did you get there?
Well, I studied in America, actually, for 2 years. I studied in Indiana University, where I did an artist diploma program. That's actually where I met Julian, the other Julian, as well. Mm-hmm. And it was from there, really, and after that, after my 2 years at RU, I knew that I wanted to study with Sabine anyway. And so I went over there and, you know, had a couple of trial lessons, and that's how it kind of came about, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand from your bio that you're a favorite musician at Buckingham Palace.
I wouldn't say favorite, really.
One of the favorites.
I wouldn't say that. I mean,
so have you met the Royals?
Yes, I have. I've played for them on many different occasions. The latest was for the Queen's 80th birthday, which was in the Royal Albert Hall in London. So that was the latest one I played.
Well, you have your first EMI CD out. What is on the program there?
On that CD is mainly French repertoire, which, of course, a vast majority of the clarinet repertoire is French. There's a Messager piece on there, which is a very, very virtuosic piece written for the Paris Conservatoire test piece. There's a couple of shorter pieces on there, again, one by Paul Jean-Jean, which is another French composer. There's also a piece by Joseph Horowitz, which is an English composer, very nice sonata that he wrote. And the majority of the program is actually French music on there.
Now, as a debut CD, how was the program of that CD picked out? Did you have any say in it, or did the EMI executives get together, and what would be the best first CD of these young artists to come out?
It was mainly from me and Julien what we had after, you know, many recitals that we have played together up until that point. We kind of put together the pieces that would make a not just separate pieces that would make a that would sound very good on a CD, but everything as a whole, as a program. You know, we wanted something that would fit, each piece would fit with another piece. So it was more of a recital disc of the pieces that we decided that we liked to play on there.
Mr. Quinton, your turn. Hello, thank you for being here.
Thank you, thanks for having us.
Growing up in France, where?
Growing up in Paris, actually born in Paris and growing up more in the Geneva, Switzerland area, mm-hmm. in the Alps. And also moving to the US a few years ago, spending a few years at Indiana University. That's where we met with Julien, as he mentioned earlier. And then one last year at the Juilliard School in New York. And since then I kept a place in the United States, in Brooklyn, actually. So I'm kind of back and forth with a little bit in North America and most of my time in Europe, actually.
So how would you say, do you spend much time as a solo artist, or are you a collaborator more?
I'm sharing. It's pretty much balanced right now, but I enjoy playing good music with good friends like Julien. It's the best. It's really nice to be used to each other and still get along very well in life. So it helps.
You really do need that collaboration to perform well together, too. I mean,
I think so. I mean, if there are examples that sometimes not necessarily have to be there to make great music making, but it definitely helps. It adds a lot. Everything is much easier. We understand each other very well.
Now, are you planning to do a second EMI disc together?
I think so, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Although we're in the stages of planning, which, you know, the next couple of CDs, what I will be putting on them and etc. But we are planning to make another recital disc. We're not sure on the program as of yet, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the collaboration between clarinetists and composers are very famous. Mozart had his Stadler, I think, was the clarinetist, and Weber had a clarinetist who he wrote some very famous pieces for, Brahms. Are you cozying up to any modern-day composers?
Not at the moment, but that's one of the things I'm wanting to do next is to have a piece written for me, which would be absolutely amazing, that I could then tour around different countries and play. So I'd really like this to happen quite soon, mm-hmm. in the next kind of step.
I think as would we all. Mr. Bliss and Mr. Quinton, thank you so much. We're going to talk now to a representative of Gene's Great Expectations Concerts, Jeffrey Jamner, who is a pianist as well as a page-turner today. Jeffrey, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
And please explain a little bit what Gene's Great Expectations' goal is.
Gene's Great Expectations is a program of the Kentucky Center for the Performing Arts and the Fund for the Arts, and our goal is to bring in extraordinary young artists from around the world to our community to both perform and appear in residencies in our community, and really to build audience for classical music, to build excitement for classical music. We want to expose music to children who have not had very much opportunity for this. And we also want to give them an opportunity to play with young people in our community who are studying music and get them even more excited.
So it involves a whole lot of different aspects of getting the artists into schools, performing in concerts as well for the general public, but also with workshops and the like. Is that what you do?
That's correct. We have, for example, this week, Julian and Julienne will be appearing in two elementary schools. They'll be at Hyde Elementary and Fern Creek Elementary. And on Saturday, we built up a really exciting event. It's free to the public, and it's at 11:30 a.m. in the Mary Anderson Room at the Kentucky Center. We're calling it Clarinet Fest, and there are going to probably be about 75 clarinetists in attendance. We have tied this in with the Kentucky Music Educator Association Conference. So there will be 58 all-state clarinetists from around Kentucky here. They will all be playing together in an arrangement of Mozart Grand Partita arranged for clarinet orchestra. And while we're at it, Julian and Julienne will be performing. We will have faculty members from various universities around Kentucky, and members of the Louisville Orchestra will be playing. And we have clarinetist Dave Klingman playing jazz clarinet with pianist Steve Cruz. And we're bringing in the Cincinnati Klezmer Project Trio with Michelle Gingras, and they will play klezmer music. So our goal was to really create an event that everybody would be really excited about. And all of this leads up to Julian and Julianne's recital on the Gene's Great Expectations series, which will be Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Kentucky Center in the Baumhardt Theater. And tickets are on sale at the box office, and the phone number is 584-7777. Or you can go to our website at kentuckycenter.org.
Does Gene's Great Expectations have its own website, or should they go to Kentucky Center for?
Kentucky Center.
Information, okay. kentuckycenter.org.
That's correct.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeffrey, and thank you for bringing these wonderful musicians in. And we're going to conclude with their last piece. It's probably the longest one in length. And a great one. It's always good to hear a live performance of this. As we hear Carl Maria von Weber, his grand duo. Once again, let us welcome to the Classical 90.5 Performance Studio, Julian Bliss, clarinet, and Julian Quinton, piano.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you. Clarinetist Julian Bliss and pianist Julian Quentin, they're in town in Louisville for the Gene's Great Expectations concerts. They conclude with the wonderful concert on Sunday at the Baumhard. And for tickets, 584-7777. Julian's, thank you so much. It's good to have you here. Well, I'm just amazed. The sound of the instruments, especially in person, is wonderful. And we do this, we try to do this every Wednesday at Lunchtime Classics. So if you can, come down. We have plenty of seats for you to enjoy concerts here at the studios. And check our website at wol.org for more information on our upcoming performances and the season that goes through May of 2007. Andrew High was our audio engineer. I'm Alan Brandt. Thanks for coming and listening, and we'll see you next time.